You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Grace Show with Eleanor Grace.
Eleanor Grace.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Grace Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello. Hi, everybody. How are you? How are you doing? Enjoying yourself in the sunshine, hopefully, and looking forward to this week where you can make your connections through to your future, your loved ones, and really connect with those people who are friends and lovers and family members that you want to really have a lot more to do with. So I'm welcoming you to my show. I'm Eleanor Grace, and I'm here in London in the UK. And I'm welcoming all of you to our psychic mediumship. I think a lot of you will know about how to connect through using cards. I've got tarot cards here. These are used really to connect you to your future. And that's one of the aspects, I think, of being psychic. We've also got our angel oracle cards here. These are by Doreen Virtue, who's American, and a very prominent expose of psychic information. I also have a candle here. And this is to protect all of us, really, with spirit connections that do come in and do give us that extra benefit, you know, maybe a little bit more proof of and evidence of those loved ones that are passed in spirit, that spiritual energy that we always want to know about, we want to connect to. So let's see what we have and who our callers are today. Remember, I'm in London in the UK, and we are connecting across the miles, across the pond, aren't we? So your questions and your information will be particular to you, to everything that is about you. And while we're waiting here for our callers to come in, I'm going to start by shuffling the cards and also letting you know about my live shows that are on TikTok and on Instagram. On TikTok, you'll find me at Eleanor Grace Destiny. And you will find lots and lots of live streams there. I do horoscopes on a Sunday, a tarot guide on a Saturday morning, and I will be live on a live show at 8 o'clock. So that's in about half an hour after this show. So now I've got Helen in Buffalo, New York, USA. Hello there, Helen. How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
Oh, you're good. Are you good, are you? Oh, great, great.
Oh, yeah.
You
can see me.
Oh, absolutely. Helena. Is it Helen or Helena? Let me connect to the right Helen.
It's Helen. Helen.
Okay, all right, Helen. I'm just shuffling some cards now, and I want you to really relax and just think about yourself. Think about all of the opportunities that there are ahead for you, and think about all of your wishes and dreams. Now, the very first card that you have here is the Ace. This is the Ace of Wands. So this is a point in destiny. This is allowing you to really fulfill your dreams very positively by, I think, just allowing you to ask your question. That's what you've got to do. There's a new beginning here, But this follows quite a dramatic time in your recent past. It's not very long ago that I think you would have been quite dispirited, quite downhearted, been wanting to pull yourself up together again, find the energy, find that dynamic source here of a spiritual connection to move forward. Is that how you felt here, Helen? Have you felt as though everything was low and down?
I still feel like that. Yes.
Well, you've got a breakthrough then. If you're still feeling like that and it hasn't passed yet, then you've got a breakthrough coming. And that's really exciting for you. You are being a bit defensive, aren't you? You're pushing people away quite a lot. That's what I'm feeling. That
I push them away.
Yeah, I know. I can see it. I can see it here. And yet you don't need to. You don't need to be quite so defensive. Try and think about welcoming new people here into your world. I've got this lady.
They don't treat me right, so that's why I push them away.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you, because the selection of people that you've had to deal with has not been very great. But there is this lady here that I'm showing you in this card, who is a very proud woman, and she's possibly a good friend of yours, a person that you can rely upon, person that you can trust. And she is entering into your life and giving you some opportunities. And I think that this will be around what you do every day, your workplace or hobbies or recreation, what it is that fills your day. She's going to involve herself in that process and give you some friendship, I think, and an opportunity to bring you into the present day and to allow you to feel differently about friendship groups and maybe even about people connected to your past, because that's
been giving you.
I don't know whether you do. Are you starting a new job or something new here, Helen?
I don't. No.
You don't work? No.
No.
Okay. So would you be starting a new project, maybe online, or creating a new hobby for yourself? Because there's friendship groups, and I feel that she is one of those people that you're going to meet, that you're going to, you know, really get along well with. And she has a lot of time for you. There's a lot that you're going to do together. A lot of common ground, common interests that you feel together. She may well be around your community, because I feel that there's somebody that's coming in and out of your house or perhaps into your space, but she's very welcoming. She's a lovely lady. And I think she's the first person that you're going to befriend. So that's coming up. It's a new dimension for you. So don't forget that you've got these new starts, brand new starts here in your life. And these cards here will give you that sense of wanting to do something different, do something new. And I'm just taking this one here for you, because I think this one is so very important. And this is about partnerships. Sometimes it can be indicative of romance that starts to blossom. But in the very first instance, this is about a new friendship that you are starting, and this belongs to groups of people. So I think that you're entering into a time here where everything can be so very, very different for you, a different experience to what you've had in the past. Now, I also have a lady in spirit with you. There's a soul who's looking down on you, wanting to send you encouragement, love, and some sort of upliftment. So really making you feel as though you belong and that you have got, you know, great times that are coming into your life now, and that you can be feeling very proud and very pleased with yourself. And I think that's quite important. You do need to feel uplifted and to feel, I think, as though, you know, life can be very special. Now, we have the crystal ball here. This has got citrine in it. So you can see the yellow markings, the orangey yellow markings that are in the ball. And this I'm showing you because you have lots of fragments here in the crystal that indicate that you will be picking up the pieces from your past. You will be feeling healthier and happier. You're looking inquisitive, very curious here. Got a puzzle on your face, really scrutinizing other people, not being very trusting either in who approaches you. But you are being asked here from spirits that are from those angelic forces that have passed over to open up your mind a little bit, to be a little bit more adventurous and to seek opportunity that you really can muster. You can really get this going yourself, and you can be feeling as though everything is better all of a sudden. You don't need to feel as though your life is closed in any way. And I do have you now wanting to really express yourself. Now, you're being given here get more information. So have you had an illness, Helen, that has been quite restrictive? Yeah?
I have a lot of, yes, I have a lot of sicknesses.
A lot of conditions. Yeah, yeah. Well, there's more information that is coming to you about how you can make the best of your conditions, how you can make the best of your health matters, because I think there's something new. There's an intervening force that's here that says to you, look, Helen, what about trying this procedure? Or what about looking at this resolve? But healing is around you. So you obviously need it. That's what you're asking for. I do have yes here in your cards. So you will be given an opportunity to perhaps undertake a new regime, or just at the very, very least have a little bit more advice. And the advice that is coming really allows you to be extremely proactive in everything that you do. So I think you've got help along the way. And this lady coming into your home, I think that she does. Maybe she's there as a helper, somebody that can solve a few problems for you, somebody that can allow you to feel so very much better about yourself, and a person that you can trust, because trust is bringing that confidence back to you. At the moment, Helen, you don't trust anybody. Everybody is no-go area. I don't want to know. And however, you've got two yeses. Another yes is shown to you from angel spirit. So do you have a mother that has passed already, a mother who is in spirit?
Yes, I do. Yes.
I feel that she's with you and perhaps suffered from some of the same trials and tribulations that you suffer from as well, some of those difficulties that you've had as well. So, yeah, I feel that you have that spiritual sense that is really making you feel delighted with today and with this reading, because your mother is here. I think she wants to take you somewhere else. She wants to grab a hold of your hand here and literally move you into a different dimension. I'm not talking about your health. I think your health is getting a bit better and you've got help and some considerations there. But I think you're expanding your life, and I think that is your message here today. Look for opportunities to really push out your future, no matter how restricted you may feel that that future is at the moment. There are opportunities. You're being given encouragement, and you really are being given the green light for go, to say, go for it. You know, just really try and allow yourself the freedom of expression to just believe a little bit more in that friendship group that is going to come around you, and the one lady in particular. I'm going to give you Sue. I feel that it's a very short name, but Sue is the person that I think you're about to meet. Do you know anybody with that name at the moment, Helen?
I have a sister-in-law named Sue, but I haven't seen her in years and years and years.
Oh, wow. Maybe she's contacting you, and that would be a good omen. However, watch for the name, because I feel that this is somebody new who is entering into your world, and a person that brings you hope and consideration and a great deal of comfort. So it's been wonderful to speak to you. Your mother has come through today. Let's see what her little message is for you from the angels. Let me have a look and see which one we're going to choose. So we've got a selection here. Let's go for this one. No need to worry. Ah, that's a lovely card. And that's your message to end this particular session with. But do drop your comments down to me onto the chat, or come and visit me on TikTok. That's Elena Grace Destiny. You'll find me there from 8 o'clock. But it's been wonderful speaking to you. I wish you well. Now, I'm going to my next caller here, who is Corrine. I think we say names very differently in the USA to what we do in London. But welcome anyway. I'm Eleanor here, Eleanor Grace. And I'm just shuffling some cards right for you right now, and going to be taking one or two of those. Just to connect with you though, Corrine, I feel that you will be taking a big decision really quite soon. It's an important one. You have to weigh things up. There's juggling around. Maybe you've been doing this for a few months already, particularly going back to earlier in the year this year, to February. That was a time of change where you had to perhaps look at different options that were available to you in your immediate future. But equally, I feel that you had to reassess, sort of understand what it was that you particularly wanted in your year this year. Well, now we're at July, so we're about 4 or 5 months on, and I think that you would have made a lot of progress, but I still feel that there's a brick wall in front of you, that there's blockages that are there, and you have got to make a decision. Which way to go? Left, right, or do you jump over this wall? Do you knock it down? But you cannot go backwards, and that's your message here today. Do you understand that, Corrine? Do you understand that imagery that I've given to you, that I'm connecting to you psychically? Yeah?
Yes, very close, yes.
Okay, so the King is next. This is the King of Pentacles. So this is matters connecting to money, resources, your own assets, finances, corporations, really, authorities. So that's where I want to go next, really, that there does seem to be a little battle here. It might be a big battle, but there's a battle over something that you feel is an injustice around you, and something that you want to put right. And I also have the past, your past, where you felt as though you were perhaps disrespected, that you weren't treated well enough from there was a man in your past that didn't treat you very well. I certainly know that. But then there's younger people who didn't really show you the gratitude or even the respect that you actually deserve, Corinne. So we've got the devil in the detail here. And what I'm connecting to is this great big decision that you've got to make, because you've hit this brick wall. You have to sort that out. You have to, you know, barge your way through it. You cannot just stay the same, because your travel of direction, your directional travel here is forward, forward, forward. That's where you're going. But there's plans, there's an injustice, there's detail that you have to work out, and there's authority. Do you understand all of those messages that I'm giving to you here, Corinne?
Yes, yes, the last part, more so than anything, yeah.
And okay, so explain to us all then on air. Yeah.
I'm going through some medical problem. I haven't gone to the doctor or anything, but do you see anything that it will ease up? It's been with me for 5 days already.
Oh, dear. Yeah, you're relying very much on your inner self here, sort of inner healing qualities. And you've got an abundant array of remedies that you've used. You've used them all up, because I've got the number five here. So this is your time scale. You've talked about 5 days. So that's where we're at the moment. So you've got to really release yourself and give yourself some choices. The Lovers card here gives you a choice. Do you have a partner, Corinne?
No, he's passed.
Okay. I feel that he's with you, because I've got little drops of rain that are coming down. Did he like the rain at all? What is it about you, him, and the rain? What message is that for you?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know if he liked the rain. I never discussed it with him.
Sometimes it can be tears, you know, the raindrops are shown to me. So sometimes that can be frustration and tears, sadness that I think you are feeling. But equally, I think there's an answer to your problem. You will be seeing somebody, though. I think you have got to see a lady. There's a woman here that I feel will be treating you. Does your head hurt a lot?
No, not really. I do have headaches, but not frequent.
Okay.
My neck. Could be my neck.
I wonder if it's there. I've got the whole area of your head here, which is why I'm going here to the head. But you've got the Magician now, Corinne. So the Magician does solve problems. It brings in unexpected answers for you. And it brings in a whole range of problem solving, but it will be unexpected. So I feel that you will get a headache, because it's a bolt out the blue. It's sudden pain that I feel you will have, and that you will have to contact somebody. Somebody is coming to your aid, and you are being helped and supported. And I feel that you need it. You really need it. Now, 3 days at the most is the maximum amount of time that you have in your immediate future to really try and get this resolved, to introduce some new remedies, some new practices into your life so that you can feel better. But I do have improvement, lots of it. Are you trying different remedies yourself, like, you know, sort of herbal remedies?
Yes.
Or different foods? Yeah, I think some of them are working.
And
I've got inflammation being a problem, particularly, that brings pain to you. So perhaps look at your diet here. Look at this and try to sort out one thing from another. Because let me just look into the crystal now. The crystal here I'm showing to you brings a plateau. So you're reaching a point of healing. You can probably see this here. It's this line that I have right in the center of the crystal. And you will be able, I feel, to reach a point where everything calms down for you. Everything is, you know, really relaxed, and you're feeling as though it's just a lot smoother, a lot better, and that you have absolutely the opportunity to just relax, chill. There's lots of water, so you're drinking lots and lots and lots of fluids that I have. But these are your own remedies as well. And they're very powerful. I think they're really good. Other people would benefit a great deal from your recipes. So try and make a note here of your recipes. Try and make a note of what it is that is so very special about the drinks in particular, the liquids in particular that you have to help you with your health problems. Aside from your health, I think that you've got helpful people coming into your future. So there will be an array of different hands that have been reaching out to you. And I do feel that you have a lot to look forward to. So don't give up. You know, be aware. Don't give up. Be very strong now, particularly knowing that your husband, who has passed over, is with you, sending you love, a few tears, and some rain as well. Don't forget the rain. You'll think about that. Perhaps come back to me and let me know. Maybe pop in to my TikTok, which is in half an hour, on Eleanor Grace Destiny. And I'll see you next week.